Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980. Along with Linnell Willingham, I am the Rooster, Chris Russell. Good to have you aboard. Brian Baldinger is joining us from Odyssey NFL and the NFL Network. Of course, you see him on Baldy's Breakdowns. Joined by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast, where you can also listen to him. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Baldy, always good to have you on. I know you got a flight, so I appreciate a few minutes for you. How are you, pal?
What's going on, big guy?
I'm good, Chris. It's good to hear your voice, buddy. It's good to hear you, man.
Absolutely, good to hear from you. And Linnell is here too. So we'll get you out because I know you got a lot going on. Baldy, we were just talking about the Commanders' defense, and obviously, listen, a lot of teams struggle against Derrick Henry, and you have to commit so many resources to shut down or limit not only Derrick Henry but also Lamar's play extension and legs. Whatever you saw of the game, how bad do you think the Commanders' defense was on Sunday? Or do you think it was just a play here and a play there that opened up the dam, if you will, and it's just really hard to shut down that type of offense?
They're hard to shut down. I mean, Lamar is playing better than any of his MVP seasons. I mean, he might have missed a throw, a couple of them the other day, but he didn't miss a read. I mean, he knew exactly where to go with the ball. And it was all levels. It was every player. It was Andrews for a touchdown. It was Zay Flowers from the first play of the game. It was Aguilar. It was Bateman. I mean, he didn't miss. And so that's what's hard, is that you can't, you know, that, I mean, look, Dan is and Joe Richard, they're trying to mix things up here. I thought they actually did a decent job against Derrick Henry. He got the big run late in the game. But for the most part, they weren't bad there. They just couldn't get pressure and to force Lamar into a mistake. And, so that's what every team. I saw Baltimore the week before. Cincinnati had no answers for Lamar in that game. He just kept, you know, making one great throw and one great read after another. Yeah. But I think the Commanders are on the right track.
Yeah.
They still need a lot on defense right now to really compete at the highest level.
Baldy, I agree with you. It feels like they're a group that has gotten better each and every week. But their number one problem that I continue to see week in and week out, and this has been an issue for these Dan Quinn-led defenses over the past several years, they're giving up the most runs of 10-plus or more yards. They're giving up the most yards per rush. Why are they having such difficulty in the run game?
Well, I mean, you just saw a great running team, the number one run team in football last week. But I would say, look, I think they have a lot of new parts. You know, the whole defensive end room is all new. It's a new defense. I think Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu are playing well, but they're learning how to play together. So I just think there's a lot of that going on. But, you know, to stop the run, it's about gap integrity. It's about run fits. It's about being in the right gap. And when they get exploited, they're not there. They're not in this place they're supposed to be. So, and that's everywhere. That's the corners when you blitz. Somebody's got to be in the C gap. That's safeties. I mean, run fits are a problem around the league, and they have been as well. But I would say the bigger issue than that is just, you know, just lack of pass rush right now. They have to pretty much blitz in order to get any kind of pressure on a quarterback.
Yep. And that was kind of what we were talking about before you got on. So, Baldy, I'll tie up that part of the conversation with this. How is it really hard, or is it just kind of hard? I guess that's the best way I could ask it, to get your run defense fixed and to increase your pass rush? Meaning, sometimes you have to give up one to get the other. Can you do both, or how hard is it to do both in concert with each other for an entire game?
Your number one priority is to stop the run,
right?
You know, so that you can put them in passing situations where you can, you know, gear up your pressures and you can start thinking about winning one-on-ones, you know, and where the matchups are where you can win. So, but it does start with run defense first. Every team, especially when you get to the red zone, teams that can run the ball well, like a team like Detroit, let's say, I mean, if they can run it in the red zone, they're going to run it. And they're good at that. If teams can't run it, you know, then they're kind of one-dimensional and you can kind of figure out what coverage you're going to be in the red zone. But it does start initially with first and 10. All right, that's when teams either play action pass or run it, generally in this league right now, try to get a big play on first and 10. But it does start with being, you know, in the right gaps.
John Allen obviously lost for the season, Baldy, but him and Duron, based on how much they're making, highest-paid defensive tackle duo in the NFL, just not enough impactful plays. One thing that I consistently see when cutting it on, teams running plan against Washington is to double those two guys on the interior, and they're working up to Luvu and Wagner, making their job hard. Washington, I feel like, is just having a hard time. I don't know if it's a technique thing, beating these double teams or getting displaced and giving up yards. Like, to me, that's their biggest issue. Is that something that you got to hammer in the film room? Is it a technique thing? Because that's been every week, no matter the opponent.
Well, they're a little small in that department right there.
Yeah.
You know, and even Johnny Newton, you know, I think is going to come on now. Now that his foot's healed and he's playing more and more, I think he has a chance. But they're not, you know, they don't have just the big, you know, guy that can eat double cheeseburgers inside and just chew up space in there. They don't have those kind of space eaters, you know, and you need those kind of players. I mean, you know, Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne, they're kind of similar, but they're not big wide bodies in there that, you know, can eat up space. And so I think and Dan Quinn had that problem in Dallas too.
Yep, right.
They still have that issue.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's different ways to play defense, but I like having big guys up front, and like Baltimore does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Baltimore has those. They've got four of them. You know, Travis Jones, Matabike. You know, you look at Pierce. I mean, he's 350 pounds. He takes up a lot of space. It's hard to you know, run it against those guys.
Yep.
Those linebackers like Roquan get a chance to run free for the most part all day.
Speaking of double cheeseburgers, insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You like this, huh, Baldy? I'm a radio pro, if I'm nothing else. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Again, joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Great Brian Baldinger. Check out Baldy's Breakdowns, the best football show, NFL Network, and everything in between. Baldy, before we run out of time, because we know you got a flight and whatever. I mean, obviously, Jaden Daniels is the talk of the NFL. Is there anything at this point that you look at and you say, he's just got to do this and then it's 100% on like Donkey Kong? Or is he pretty much doing everything you could ask?
No, I think he's pretty much doing what you can ask. I mean, the playbook is, you know, just looking at some of the plays last week, I've noticed Cliff's play chart is much bigger than it ever was in Arizona or Texas Tech. You know, they're running, I think because they're protecting pretty well right now, they're giving him more and more to handle. And I haven't seen anything that he can't handle. I mean, his execution, and there's a lot that goes on, you know, before the snap every play that he's got to orchestrate. Nothing looks too big, too fast that he can't handle. I think the one thing that you would always guard against, Lamar had this problem. Kyler Murray has had this problem. You know, he's just running too much. Now, he doesn't look to run. He looks to throw first. But just leaving the pocket maybe a little premature on sometimes might be the only thing that you would say, okay. But at the same time, you got to let Jaden play. And he plays the game. I mean, next week is just going to be a classic, you know. With Caleb and Jaden out there on the field and flexing the game, the prime time window, the whole thing. It's going to be fantastic. But we're seeing two quarterbacks really develop, emerge, and Lord knows this league needs great young quarterbacks, and we might have two of them right now.
Baldy, we know you got to run. We appreciate you squeezing us in and getting to us here. Always great to hear your voice. It was great to see you for a couple of minutes at the Hall of Fame game in Canton. I think that was the last time I saw you, and I look forward to seeing you down the road at a Commanders game coming soon.
Baldy, come see us, big fella.
I'll see you next week at that Commanders Chicago game.
All right, there we go. Dinner on Baldy. We'll put some Hellman's mayonnaise on it, okay?
All right. Put it in the calendar.
There you go. Thank you, Baldy. Appreciate you. That was Odyssey's NFL insider, Brian Baldinger, host, again, of the best football show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. We appreciate him squeezing us in.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.